Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
With Mike Emerson and Diego Lopez.
See you there?
Gotta go for
H handle. I mean, all the letters, really, if you think about it. You can throw some numbers in there, too, if you're not hurting anybody.
Some vape tip? Whose is this?
Oh, looks like
some Whose is tip. This?
I don't know. There's, unfortunately, other podcasts that record here, and I find it rude that they leave their paraphernalia here.
That's fucked up, dude.
Paraphernalia? Oh, that's... Okay. That could work for
sports
stuff, right? Okay, sorry.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Mm.
That's every letter in the alphabet, baby.
Is that every letter in the alphabet once?
No, there's like five O's,
right? It'd be cool if there's a sentence that had every letter once. That seems harder.
That seems impossible.
New task for the listeners.
Well,
Wait, this one is way better.
Okay.
Sphinx of Black Courts, judge my vow.
Wait, say it again.
Sphinx of Black Courts, judge my vow. That sounds like something you yell to open up the gates of hell.
Yeah, right? Jesus Christ, that seems intense.
Okay, this sounds like a... This one does sound like a sext. Jackdaws love my big sphinx, of course.
He's even more obsessed with the word sphinx.
I think it's because it was one of the only ones that has an X in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my sphinx.
Yeah.
It's one of my sphinxes.
A sphinx.
Oh, you like that one the most, huh? Jack, you're the bastard.
Pack my box with 5 dozen liquor jugs.
That's my favorite one.
That's a drunk text. Yeah.
That's the one they use on the space shuttle.
Box.
Because it's to test equipment to make sure every letter works.
And that's
so.
Pack my box
with 5 dozen liquor jugs.
Man, that's horny as hell.
That is so horny, yeah.
Dude, NASA?
NASA, notoriously horny. Do you think they jerk off in space?
I was just going to get into this.
Oh, dude, let's get into it. I'm so curious.
That'd be so funny if, like, weeks later, there's, like, a piece of cum floating.
Yeah, this one says a wet dream.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like, fucking man, keeps jerking off in space.
I thought I got all of it.
They have to jerk off in one of those, like, you know how everything they have food-wise is packaged in those, like, the shiny plastic?
Yeah,
like they have to jerk off in those.
Easy pass?
Yeah. And then they mail it. They kind of just chuck it into space.
Yeah. Because
whatever.
Do you think they crank off into a toilet or into their weird big suit?
I bet they have, because they have those nozzles you put your penis into in your suit that you pee into.
Okay.
And also, I don't know that. I'm just making
it. Yeah, I don't think that's true.
No, that's real.
I realize that.
You think their dick is constantly like in a sleeve?
Do you think they're always in the big suit, even inside of the space shuttle?
No, good point. Okay.
It's just an insecure astronaut. It's like, oh, my nipples are really puffy right now. I don't want to take the suit off.
Or they're like Steve-O on Jackass, where he put a big piece of plastic in the front of his. Because you know how he always wore the same, like, leopard print thong?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it had a big plastic piece in the front to make his dick look huge.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
About jerking
off. Well,
you
shouldn't feel better.
No, I bet they have a...
Steve is the most successful comic in L.A.
He's the most... in the country, really.
Insane.
They have that... I think there's like it's a hose with a wider opening. That's where they pee into,
You
I
mean
think.
A funnel?
Yeah, like a funnel that goes into the wall.
A wall funnel.
A wall funnel. A pee wall funnel. A wall pee funnel. Pee wall funnel.
Listen, either way.
And they crank off into that.
Oh, so they crank off into that.
They crank off into that. Because I think it has a slight vacuum to it where it's like.
Oh, it's like when you would stick your dick in like a pool. Or like.
Doesn't that push water? No, it has to suck.
No, it pushes water.
Well, what are the guys? They always get their dick stuck in those jacuzzi holes.
Yeah.
They get their dick stuck in. No.
Because you're going against the pressure, and that feels nice. The pressure's going against your penis.
Yeah.
So you stick your dick in. And
I feel like the pressure would feel great either way, but...
I feel like it's, like, too industrial, and it would rip your dick off.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, horror stories of people getting their cocks
ripped off. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you not know about this?
No, I've never heard of
it. Oh, yeah, this is, like, a thing that happens, like, every summer.
Dude, I'm 13. I don't know.
I guess
just got my first
Florida.
Phone.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks, dude.
I mean, you looks like you're taking really good care of it.
Well, yeah, it's shattered. I'm 13.
Are you doing skateboard tricks off of it?
Yeah, it uses a tech deck.
That's tight, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. Are we recording?
Yeah. This is what our podcast is.
This is what we do.
Well, right, I guess welcome to the podcast. Hello.
How long do you think you could be in space until you had to crank?
2 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't be that long.
The Earth is beautiful. I'm going to get horny as hell.
Yeah, I feel like... It'd be harder not to.
You can imagine so many tits from that far away, nah, like from that high up.
I don't know about that, man.
Get some binoculars. Okay. Lopez, why are you bringing binoculars?
You have regular binoculars in the space station.
I'm like,
and you're just like, oh,
on.
The moon, I guess. You're like, I heard there's a man in the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has a wife.
Or maybe he has a big, nice dick I could look at.
Oh, dude, that'd be nice, actually. Yeah. Okay, but that guy would have a fucking fat hawk.
Well, you know how like there's less gravity on the moon?
Yeah,
where are you going with this?
It makes your dick bigger. Earth is pushing your dick together with the gravity.
Earth's pulling your dick to its core. It's longer.
So you'd have a little shriveled, sad penis on.
Yeah, you'd have a tiny.
Yes, moon. Just on
you'd
the moon.
Tiny,
yeah. I'm like,
yes, that's the only place where it would be small.
I'm like on the Earth where your penis is really big.
It's above average in every way. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like some people go to the. They go. They don't. I mean, we haven't been to the moon since.
Or
ever. Really, honestly. Hello.
Wait, is that true?
Is what true?
That we've only been to the moon once?
Yeah, only one time.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true.
That's
can't be true.
Why wouldn't we just do it all the time?
Because it's expensive and there's no real reason to go over there.
I guess.
We've been to the moon more we've been to the moon more than once. Okay. I'm willing to bet money on that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. We just saw First Man last week, right?
How was that?
Not good.
Not good.
I mean, it's like it's fine. It's like I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. It looks nice, mm-hmm. you know, but Neil Armstrong is just so boring.
Yeah.
That
I thought it was a movie about having a lady president. Don't you fucking do that to me.
Interesting.
Also, hi, welcome to the Multi Podcast. We kind of did it. I'm Diego Lopez. That's Mike Abruzzi.
Hello.
And our piece of shit guest this week.
Thank you.
Is just a, God, what a sweet boy. He just moved here from Los Angeles, California. Put it your hands together.
Put your
right hand and your left hand together at a quick speed so it makes a noise for Connor McNutt, everyone. Connor McNutt is here. He's the only one clapping.
I clap for myself. Hi.
Lace, don't you fucking dare clap. After,
thank you. No,
after he
thank
gave
you.
Me nothing on that. Awesome lady president joke.
The U.S.
Yeah, it was great.
Apollo 11 was the first manned mission to land on the moon on July 20th, 1969. There have been 6 manned U.S. landings.
Thank you.
Between 69 and 72, numerous unmanned landings with no soft landings happening between August 22nd of 1976 and December 14th of 2013. I don't know what a soft landing is. Okay, so I was
you know
wrong.
What being soft is. I think you know about being soft because of your erectile dysfunction.
Dude, I couldn't have more dysfunction down there. So, yeah, I guess we've been to the moon a couple times.
Yeah, you're so wrong.
I guess what I was thinking of, we haven't been back since that quick little a couple years. But also my
like
brain.
Like a man hasn't been there.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work well.
Mm,
yeah.
Because A, I'm dumb, and then B, all the hitting to my head.
Yeah, you get hit in the head a lot, huh?
So often.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ah, whatever.
You get money doing it.
At least it's not a lot.
I do. Yeah. At least it's not something I could like make a sustainable future for.
At least it's enough to barely live on.
Yeah, at least enough to have roommates in Ridgewood, Queens.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. Hey, actually, if you think about it, Ridgewood's probably the best neighborhood to live in because that's where all my stuff is.
That's where your stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
So. You guys live together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys live in Queens?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Technically, it's basically the Bushwick.
Okay.
It's like literally 3 blocks into Queens.
Okay. You guys like it?
I actually really like it. The only issue I have with it is like not a lot of places to get food.
Yeah.
That's it. Where are you now?
I forgot. Crown Heights still.
Crown Heights, that's right.
Yeah, it sucks.
What a weird place. I mean, this isn't true for me, though. What was your first place in New York City?
Bushwick.
Oh, okay.
I've only lived in Bushwick and Ridgewood.
My first place was on Bedford and North 9th. Yeah. So it's like started great.
Oh,
Williamsburg,
yeah?
And then just a little slowly moved away from
yeah, it's just
my
like,
job.
Dude, it's not a good area. It's like, it's all Caribbean and Hasidic Jew.
No, two of the worst.
Yeah, I didn't say it. No, it's just there's nowhere to go there
right,
at all.
Right.
And the whole block smells like chicken powder. I don't know if that's racist, but it just does. Yeah. It just smells like chicken powder everywhere.
I don't know what chicken powder is, though.
Yeah, I don't know what Valerie, my girlfriend's here, by the way.
Off mic.
What is chicken powder? Like, what is the smell? Yeah, it just smells gross.
I don't know why you're making the distinction of powder smell.
Because there's a different smell.
All right.
Like, what's the difference between onion and onion powder? There's
exactly, yeah, smell, yeah, yeah.
But they're the same thing.
Bitch.
Think about
that. Stupid fucking bitch.
Fucking furious now.
Dude, and
sweating.
That's the thing.
You're rock hard. What the fuck?
And dude, I'm going to beat your ass with logic, and that's why I'm newly a libertarian. I'm libertarian now because I fucking believe in Logic, the rapper.
The rapper.
Hell yeah, dude. Number one rapper from, where is he from? Minnesota?
No, I think he's from California.
Is he? No, where's Logic from?
I thought he's from a weird place. I'll look it up.
God, he sucks. I hate Logic. Logic's whole thing is like, bad things are bad.
Yeah.
I love you. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, and that's the part I take the most umbrage with, is the don't kill yourself part. Where it's like, yeah, just do it, man.
Yeah, just kill yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're that famous, you can't tell people to kill themselves, but you should.
Also, it's so funny that he like got real famous, and he was like, deuces to his wife.
Oh, really?
One of
those yeah, guys? His whole thing was like him and his wife, you know?
He's from Maryland, technically, originally. But lives in-
I get told I look like Logic all the time.
He was fucking, you know, right, he's... Not
thank you. I don't.
He's weird looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're very.
Handsome. I get told all the time.
He's mixed, but he just looks white.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like makes it very clear. Like every song. He's like, by the way, I'm also mixed. Yeah. Yeah, heads yeah. up.
Hey, what's up? I'm black and also white and also black though.
I said black first.
It's like, dude, it's like people. It's like, dude, being like a mixed dude, people don't get it. Dude, it's like I'm mixed. I swear, I'm mixed.
People don't get how I personally am mixed.
The interviewer's like, okay, please don't say the N-word. Stop.
Look, I get it.
I can see you going there, and yeah, don't do that.
Please, it's ESPN. We can't say it anyway. It doesn't matter who's saying it.
Stephen A. Smith has been trying for years.
There was like a video I saw of him. Like he brought his fan on stage, and they did that classic thing where he's like, "Oh, you think you know the song?" Because he raps fast, and he kept calling this like little Mexican girl the N-word.
Jesus.
Not like he's like, come on, let's do it, you know, but like
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I'm like, that's crazy that you would do. That's the time you decide,
right?
Because he has like five a year he can drop, you know. Right. Using it then was
yeah,
like,
I feel, and I
whoa.
Feel like even five is a bit much for him.
Yeah,
I feel
not
like,
for me.
No.
No.
You can say it as much as you want as long as there's a microphone in front of you. That's the
can't
rule.
Prove that I said it. I'm gonna do that when I start being successful. I'm just have people come on stage and do my jokes for me.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
great.
Fun. Like just fucking finish this stupid joke about my asshole or whatever.
And, but they keep saying the N-word.
Yeah, like, whoa!
I'm quoting you.
Wait, shit. I didn't say it. You should start saying weird Hispanic
slurs.
On stage more often.
Do you speak fluent Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
often are you speaking Spanish?
Anytime I call my parents.
Yeah, that's it.
And
anytime he wants to impress a guy who works at a bodega.
Yep, bodega guys.
Yeah, sure.
How are you, fellas?
Senor, you senorita?
Exactly how I sound when I say it.
Yeah, whatever.
I used to work in restaurants here, mm-hmm. and that's when I would speak the majority of it to the Mexican guys in the kitchen and Honduran guys. But it was weird because my accent started becoming a little Mexican. And I call my parents and they're like, well, you sound weird. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. And then I watch Narcos and that fixed my accent.
The story about the guy that worked at Blossom mm-hmm. in the kitchen who also knew how to speak Chinese.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
It's very funny.
Oh shit, I forgot about that fucking joke. I was at Blossom as a restaurant I worked at. And I was in the front and one of the guys in the kitchen who didn't speak English is like walking out on his phone to the front. And I'm like, why can't I understand a fucking word he's saying?
Yes.
And I realize he's speaking Chinese. And I'm like, you can't speak
so
Chinese. You don't even speak English.
Wow.
Chinese is way harder than English. You can't skip a level like that.
My girlfriend was in Mexico recently, and there was a... wait, don't hold my girlfriend's hand. What the fuck?
Should we Comics Unleashed here? So we heard you were in Mexico recently.
No,
what's
but there,
Mexico
there was
all
a what was he Chinese? There's a Chinese man working. He had like a Chinese food restaurant, and he just spoke fluent Spanish.
Oh, that's so sick! It's funny how that's weird.
It's funny how that is weird.
It's funny how that's weird looking.
Because I think it comes from a place of ignorance personally. But you're thinking like Mexican people. Like, Chinese people move to America.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move to Mexico.
Yeah.
They move here. And you're like, no, they live
everywhere they want. Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, no, because I live in the country that Chinese people move
That'd
to.
That'd be so funny. The reason you leave China is because you hate Chinese people.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
You can't get the fuck out of here. And you're like, wow, overpopulation? No, these are like fucking Chinese people around me.
So I'm walking around China, and I'm like, there's so many fucking Chinese people here.
Wait, this whole thing is Chinatown?
All right, imagine this. It's a whole country.
Uh-huh. No.
That is Chinatown.
It sounds like you're trying to pitch a movie to me.
Yeah. And also, while we're at it, why aren't we calling it Chinese Town?
That's true.
That's my
thing. Guess that is. Yeah, that's true. I worked in a restaurant. I mean, I'm trying to work in a restaurant again. I used to have a job, but Dude, yeah, they just talk so much shit in Spanish, all the cooks in L.A. Oh, my God, dude. They're so mean. They were so mean to me.
They're mean to you?
They hated me, yeah. I think it's just because I look like the whitest guy.
Yeah, you look like a drawing.
You look like
white.
You wouldn't like them.
Yeah, and I didn't. But
but because they didn't like you?
Not, yeah, because they're just like, every time I like turn my back, they're like, pinche medicón. You know, like yeah, stuff like that. And you're like, dude, that's like the most basic one. Like, switch it up a little bit.
I know that.
I grew up in L.A. It's like, I'm not an idiot. I know what you're saying for the most part, you know? Especially slurs. Any like slur.
It's the first thing you learn in the language.
Yeah, of course.
You're like, all right, how do I say suck my dick? And then how do you call someone gay?
Yeah, those are the two big ones.
I need to know those right now.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it took me like a year to realize that all I have to do is call them gay back, and they loved me.
They love, yeah. They're on
that's
board.
It.
Yeah.
They loved it after that.
That's a weird like bonding thing with a dumb person.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you're gay, and you're like, what if... Actually,
you're gay.
Counterpoint. It is you who is the homosexual. They're like,
and he's like,
I love this guy. I can't get enough of him.
Dude, yeah, they're all just like constantly calling each other gay and like threatening to stab each other.
Yeah.
They're a family. They love each other.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All restaurants are the same.
It's exactly.
They are
crazy.
All the same, man. They're just so horny.
They're very
it's
horny.
Crazy
they love cocaine.
How horny they are. They love cocaine.
They steal the money out of your pants. That's just what happened to me at the restaurant.
You can't leave your pants up.
I had like shorts I would wear at work, and then I had pants I didn't want to because I washed dishes, so I didn't want to dishwater on my regular pants.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my mistake to leave $100 in my own pants.
Crazy.
And then it left my pants immediately, and no one knew where it went.
Hmm.
I've never met anybody hornier in my entire life. They're like so horny that they don't speak a language. Like, see a hot girl, they're like...
And even the guys that speak Spanish are like, I didn't get that
I get that, yeah. There is always one guy who works in the kitchen staff, too, that speaks Spanish, but the other people who speak Spanish don't know what he's saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like, I speak Spanish. That guy doesn't make any sense.
It's almost like rednecky. Like, it's country backwoods. It's stupid. I remember one time, the kitchen, like, you could see the first couple tables from the window, and one of the line cooks, who was so crazy horny.
Weird.
Put a plate up for a specific table, and I went to go grab it, and in ketchup he wrote I love you, and I'm like, dude, you can't put that. I'm gonna get in trouble for this. And in ketchup too, like, ugh.
Yeah, every girl that they would hire there, I would just be like, yo, just don't give them an inch, because they would like, they'll graze up against you, you know. You let them hug you once,
you're done. That's why I make them hug me.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
hug you, but come here.
Well, I started getting aggressive with them. I kept telling the other bus boys I'm gonna fuck them
good.
And they were like, then they were scared of me, but they also thought it was so funny, you know.
That's great. Man.
You just got to play on their level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dumb down.
I had a...
Definitely. Not, I'm above that level, for sure.
I had a boss at one of my old jobs, and he was like... Like, I think there's a difference between being like, that woman that just came in here was hot, and like the way that he would talk.
Uh-huh.
And it was like so over the line, like that I would, like, he'd be like, yeah, I want to... Fuck that. And I'm like,
oh,
you're my
Jesus.
Boss. And then, so then I would, just to like make it stop, I'd be like, yeah, and I bet you our fucking boyfriend's real hot too, and I want to have sex with him. And then he'd be like, you ruined it again. Now we can't do the disgusting talking.
Oh,
and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I hate when guys, it's just like
No, I never bonded over being horny with another guy, like, sincerely.
It's always kind of.
It's
like,
kind of the basis of me and Diego's entire friendship.
Yeah, basically. But like, it's very. Playfully ironic at the same time.
Well, if
but,
it's silly, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But it's never a thing where you're just like standing there and some guy's like, yeah, I want to fuck this woman for sex.
Well, I also
and
have
then
a thing.
You're like, yes, me too, sir.
I also have a thing where I'm like, after 40, you can't say pussy or cock.
Mm.
It's like, it's so gross coming out of like an older man's mouth. Be like, her fucking pussy's probably so tight.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah, oh, it is God. Really gross when an older person.
Barrel roll out of this car. Are you kidding me?
Also, under 40. It's a case by case basis.
Sure, but I don't like it regardless. I'm saying that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
I used to open for this guy, and we were like driving to Arizona from LA, and he was like 55, 56, and he referred to a woman he had sex with as a good lay.
Oh,
and that was
God.
Hour one in a 7-hour car ride. Like, oh fuck.
A good lay.
She,
man,
was,
that's
she was
so
a good lay.
70s. Yeah, yeah.
Awful, dude.
Dude, when I was like 23, uh-huh. I moved back in with my dad for like 3 or 4 months. It was like 8 months.
It was one of those long months.
I like
it was
still
like 4, 9,
there.
5 years, yeah. Whatever. I kind of live, I commute to Brooklyn every day to pretend I don't live with my dad. But no, we were driving to Home Depot to go, like, He's like, I got to get a new barbecue because we, like, the one at the house was the one we'd had since I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'll go get a new barbecue. And out of nowhere, he just looks over at me and goes, hey, Mike, how's it feel to know that your dad gets more pussy than you do?
Oh, God.
And I was like, I would love to become one with this car seat right now. I'd love to sink and fall away. And it was like, Dad, you have one girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, you have sex with one woman, and
I still own you, dude.
I'm currently having sex with zero. Wow. Yeah,
you're barely ahead of me.
Yeah. Oh, man. How awesome of you,
Dad. No, he's 100% ahead of you.
Yeah.
100, that same number.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Dads are horny.
Dads are really horny, dude.
I think that's what I hated so much about, I guess, Latin culture. The guys are just, like, the machismo of it. I always, like, when I was younger, I really hated everything about Hispanic people because I was Hispanic. I don't know why.
And now, as an adult, you definitely feel different.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it's thing where it's, like, the machismo of it and, like, the kind of, like, any woman that walks down the street, they're, like, they, like, turn aggressively and, like, look and, like, nudge each other. I'm just, like, I hate all of you so much. So
it's like they're seeing a girl for the first time every single
time. Yeah, it's
nuts. Yeah.
It's like there's porn online. Jerk off to that.
Oh, no, they watch that on the train.
That's true. Oh, my God. It's crazy how that happens. Also, in front of a guy, I was standing up, and there's a guy leaned forward seated, just scrolling through naked pictures, and it's like...
Of women?
Of women.
Or of himself?
Women. Yeah, women.
Okay. Like they were on his phone, or was it a website?
They look like they're on his phone.
Oh,
that's sick.
Yeah.
So he's getting a bunch of nudes. He has a nude.
It was
nude.
Like 7 o'clock. It didn't look like nudes that were sent to him. It looked like nudes he screenshotted from like porn websites.
Oh, weirder.
Yeah, right?
Much weirder.
It felt very, I mean, weird to begin with, but it just felt like he wanted attention for looking at
And he
nudes.
Got it. You're talking about it on your podcast right now.
I can't stop talking about it.
And
I'm asked to get
what's his Twitter handle?
Podcast.
Let's shout him out right now.
Do you think he was technologically advanced enough to have a specific folder on his phone for these nudes, or you think they were just in there with also like
I think there were
pictures
a fucking,
of a sandwich and
him
and his uncle being like, yeah,
a real grab bag.
Yeah,
him and his uncle looking at the photo,
the screenshot of them with the front facing camera.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it was just like whatever you got. I don't really make any folders. I just realized in my phone.
You don't make
folders.
No.
I make so many.
All my friends had like that in high school when they had nudes on their phone. They had the Vault app.
Yeah.
Oh, and they would like, there's like a pin code on the app.
Yeah, that doesn't know. Does that exist anymore?
I'm sure it does. You're just not a bad person.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
It's just nudes of myself. Whatever.
Yeah,
give a shit who looked at that.
If I get sent nudes, I almost immediately delete them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I like look at them and I go like appreciate it, and then I like delete them because I'm like I don't need in case. Too many people know, I just changed it. Too many people knew the passcode to my phone.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on changing it.
Yeah, I just changed it. Because I was like doing a...
I like how you say knew the password and not were able to guess based on your personality.
Also, one time someone...
6969?
It was 6969.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. So like a while ago, someone was like going to go to my phone. They're like, what's your passcode? I was like, just what
do
you think it would be?
Look at my face and...
Look at me and what do you think it would be? But I was like doing a bit where I took I took Lily's phone, and then she was like, "Oh!" And she just grabbed my phone and then also unlocked it. And I was like, "All right, bit over.
Yeah.
Okay, this bit is over.
Not funny.
I don't like. There's a too much. There's a mixture of nude pictures of women and also sincere texts I've sent
right
on there, and I don't need either of those to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would much rather have people see a video of me jerking off than one sincere text message I've sent.
To who?
Yeah, no,
to
I
a woman
that,
I care about.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you just want people to see you jerking off?
No, I don't want people to see either of them. But if I'm going to have to choose one thing, it's going to be a video of you jerking off.
All right, fine. Here's a video of me jerking off.
Yeah.
You see
like,
it.
Whoa. I just asked how your day's
going.
All
right, fine. I'll send the whole thing from soft to completion.
You start recording soft? Hold on. I'll get going.
Don't worry about it.
You have to do that.
You can hear in the background, I'm like playing like the Big Pimpin' video or something.
Like, no, that's what gets me off.
It does it every time. it's just, oh, it's crazy. You have to use the... what's it called? That sped up the video? God damn it. I'm making a hand gesture that's not helping anybody.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, you just like increase
the
speed.
It's like fast. No, but it's like.
Oh, the time lapse.
Time lapse.
Oh, yeah.
I like to jerk off to that.
Yeah. You jerk off to a time lapse of him jerking off.
It's just a floop. It's like 4 seconds long.
I got to be honest with you guys. This is the podcast I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's exactly what.
I got introduced at a show the other day, And the host was like, I listened to this guy's podcast, and 3 minutes in, they were talking about jerking off. And I was like, hey, man, you could have introed me almost any other way.
It's crazy how many other ways he could have introed you.
He could have just said, this guy has a podcast, and I listened to it, and you didn't even have to say it's funny.
Yeah.
This next guy has a podcast about jerking off.
Enjoy his fucking comedy now.
Honestly, if our podcast was only about jerking off, we'd
probably be doing better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seems like a lot of comedians are like, oh, I know, I have a podcast about sex. And then they just fucking take off.
Dude, yeah, but we do it just about
jerking
cranking.
Cranking off with the boys.
Mm-hmm. And it's only boys.
It's only boys.
No women on our podcast.
That'd become a problem. You guys get in trouble in the scene.
Dude, we're so already in trouble in the scene.
Okay, nah, but no. Okay, what would be worse? Not having women on our podcast or having a woman come on our podcast with two men and be like, all right, so how do you jerk off? Tell me exactly.
Not having a woman would be way worse.
Because to have a woman explain that how she is liberated sexually and understands that she's deserving of orgasms.
Tell me about you, bus.
How she uses
What's
a
your
womanizer.
Nut style, my bitch?
How do you pop off a bad boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You can say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? It technically
no
works.
No one's stopping you from saying it that way. That's interesting.
I feel like you hate us now. I feel like your girlfriend
hates
us.
Oh, my girlfriend definitely hates you, dude.
Nah, this is a really bad first impression, but also any other impression it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth impression.
I'm working on my 16th with someone and it's still been the same.
Do you ever, like, put a new hat on to say hello to them?
No.
Wait, who's this person?
Sean?
Sean. Yeah.
From around the corner?
Oh, is this person you're trying to impress?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sean from around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, why did you say that?
I did say it just now.
I'm telling you, though.
Oh.
New hat.
New hat.
Do you wear hats ever?
I don't. I used to wear, like, 5-panel hats because my friend owned a company and he gave me a bunch. But I haven't worn a hat in a while. If it's raining really bad, I'll wear a hat, I guess. What kind of hat do you think I should wear?
Yeah, I would say 5-panel hats, like you would. Yeah, that's what I see you in.
I'm saying oversized cowboy.
Oversized cowboy.
Oversized cowboy. Yeah, Doug Dimmadome.
What's that mean?
Yeah, you guys are older than I am, huh?
Yeah. What
Fairly Odd Parents, Doug Dimmadome.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I know it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that's a character.
I'm a little baby.
I hope that's what that character
does. No, that's not even all. That's Matt.
That's just his impression
it's
of
just
himself.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Oversized cowboy hat. What about safari? I like those. Those are fun. They're like
the hard helmet?
No. Sorry. The
hard helmet.
What are the ones
cool.
with the one I took a picture with, Mike with? What are those called?
I guess it's like a safari hat.
Yeah. What's the other word for them?
I couldn't tell you. Mm. There's the amount of stuff we don't know.
It's crazy.
Is unbelievable.
How many words we don't know, and we talk a lot.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know the thing with the, oh, man, I would love to describe this thing if I had words. But no, I say you go, oh, you know what would be fun for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like a powdered wig.
That's not a hat at all.
It's a hat.
It's kind of a hat.
Why not?
Mm.
A wig can be a hat.
A wig can be a hat.
Yeah. A wig is definitely a hat.
All right.
Does it cover your head?
It does.
Sure
does.
A hat. Is it your hair?
It is not.
What's up, bitch?
Damn.
A
I got learned it today.
You got a hat on your hands.
Would you call it a noodle?
What?
Would you call
it? Dude, Diego's having a stroke. What's going on? I smell toast. Noodle? Would you call it a noodle? Who's making toast?
Isn't that what they're called? Noodles. That's why the Yankee Doodle song.
Stuck a feather in it. Wait, no.
You called the Yankee Doodle. Am I wrong?
You couldn't be more. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni?
Macaroni? No. Hold
is
on a
Is that
second.
What you're going for? Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
Yeah, also, what does that mean?
Stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
All right, maybe I'm having an aneurysm.
Yankee
I'm
Doodle
also
came to town and had a stroke.
Intensely tired. I apologize. Yeah. What? Oh, powdered.
Powdered.
There's no way it's called. Wig. I'm going to say this right now. There's no way it's called a noodle.
Okay.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, you go up to like Johnny Depp with like a feather in your hat, and you're like, ah, macaroni.
Nice
he'd like kick your ass.
Nice
like,
noodle, my man. And a wonderful noodle to you, sir.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Man, you know what's fun about looking things up on Google is it immediately knows what you're talking about. Dan, 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 dan. Macaroni.
There's no way what you're searching for is findable.
I think I'm just having a fucking aneurysm.
Yeah, man. I think you thought it was the end of Yankee Doodle where he calls it macaroni, mm-hmm. and then you said noodle.
Noodle,
because
a noodle, macaroni is noodle.
Macaroni is a.
So we saw how I got there. It's not right.
No.
It's very wrong. And you know what? I'm going to apologize for a second time on this podcast.
I would love if you could apologize on the Notes app and then screenshot it.
Put that on Twitter.
Put it on Twitter.
You got it.
And Instagram.
I'll do that, no problem.
Hey, I'd just like to, you know, for my comments on my podcast where I called a hat a noodle and said a powdered wig couldn't be a hat.
Oh, no. I'm not apologizing for that.
Well, you should.
No, we changed his mind on that.
You changed my mind. Yeah. I wasn't, like, dead set on that. Like, I don't think that's a hat.
We said no.
See, and this is the problem. People aren't having...
They tell us.
People aren't having political discourse like this. Mm-hmm. You don't go up to someone and you go, you think a wig isn't a hat, you fucking idiot. And then they're like, excuse me. Pardon me, I just work here at the post office.
I'll take some stamps.
And you're like, can you mail these pipe bombs? Thank you.
Yeah. Also, fuck you.
But no one takes the time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Also, fuck you. Oh, that was a good tag.
But here's the thing. No one takes the time to discuss why a wig is a hat.
That's true. Let's go.
And we shouldn't.
Well, it's kind of fun. And we got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No,
we already went over it. It goes on your head.
Pretty much
it goes on your head. Yeah. It's now your hair. It can cover you from some elements.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Sunlight on your neck, if it's a long one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Wind.
Yeah.
You look dumb in it.
You look dumb. That's what hats do. That's like 90% of hats' jobs.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know it'd be fun to wear.
Yeah.
Pope hat.
Ooh, you never see anyone in a Pope hat. With like a San Francisco Padres logo.
What's up? What team?
San Francisco Padres. Is that all right?
No.
All right.
The San Diego
Padres.
Padres,
San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
And it's funny because Padre is father.
That's where the joke was in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, you were so close to nailing
it. So close.
Dude.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable how dumb you are.
Get the Notes app out.
Okay. Hello. Siri, I'm stupid. Pope hat you don't see very often. Probably because it's like a...
Right, it's offensive.
It's offensive.
Is it offensive to wear a Pope hat?
I mean, maybe to some. Valerie, what do you think? You're Catholic.
Has Marilyn Manson ever worn it?
For
offensive.
Sure.
Then it's offensive.
Yeah. He sucked his own dick while wearing a Pope hat.
Which is because the hat is...
It's hard to keep falling off. Like, hold on a second.
Ground.
He had to get one of those beef eater straps.
Oh, yeah. And then it's a completely different hat.
I could wear a beef eater hat.
That would be fun.
Are those fur?
I'm going to guess wool.
Wool. Is it like how chefs, they wear the chef hat because it helps the heat escape? Their head?
Is that why they wear the chef's hat?
Yeah. It's not really. They don't have a top. It's just apparently it helps.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot in kitchens, helps the heat escape your head, which seems
like
crazy because
it's
holding.
It's like a heat funnel.
Yeah. Apparently. Do you think it's are they not really cold? Are they because the weather changes? They're just really big for no reason. Is food in there? Is there like their lunch in there?
Do you think the beef eaters use their hat as a lunch pail?
No, there's like a little rat in there.
Oh, a British rat.
Pulling their hair, and you know. It's Ratatouille.
It keeps him awake? Oh, okay. I see where you go.
It's Ratatouille.
It's a beef eater Ratatouille.
Which is funny because being a beef eater is not a skill.
It really is the lack of skill. Standing completely still. I guess standing completely still. I couldn't do it.
I wouldn't want
to. I have to crank
it
off once or twice. How long is the shift? Is it more than 2 hours? Yeah. I'm going to crank off.
I bet you I'd be a fucking unbelievable beef eater. I think I'd be so good at it.
Why? What do you think qualifies you?
I hate talking. I love hats.
Hate talking. I have a podcast, but I hate talking.
I love tourists making fun of me.
No, you know what? I take it back because I want to hit them.
Yeah, dude.
I want to hit the tourists. What's the job where you're allowed to physically assault a tourist?
I think those people that dress up like superheroes at Times Square, they can fucking hit tourists.
Oh, nice. I'm going to be a silver guy.
A silver surfer?
No, no, just one of those guys that paints his body silver and like stands there. And then if you don't pay him for the picture, he like chokes you a little bit.
Have you seen the video?
Like, give me fucking $3.
Have you seen the video?
And he won't let go because he's a statue.
Yeah, it's weird.
The video of the gold guy slugging that guy for spitting on him?
No.
There's some like drunk guy like being an asshole to a guy in gold. Yeah. And like people are like, stop. And like he gets like, ah. Like he's like fucking with the gold guy. And like, yeah, and like you spit on him, and the gold guy just went, what? And just catches the guy and drops him.
I love that shit.
So sick. I love when people get hit.
Me too, man.
For being rude and.
I love any like video that went viral on Twitter of like, this black dude really shows the racist what's up.
Those are
the best videos. You see that video of that
he
guy?
Fucks his wife.
Yeah, fucks his wife.
He's sitting in the corner crying.
It's a dude.
I think we're looking at different kinds of videos.
No, they're not on Pornhub.
Oh!
On Twitter. Did you guys hear what I said?
Twitter.
Yeah. No, there's that one video that young black dude kicking that guy's window in. Have you seen that video?
No, yeah. I don't think I have. Life is shaking. He's had fever.
So sick.
So good.
Dude, he like, it's the coolest kick I've ever seen, and the window just like blows up.
What'd he do?
He's like, you want to call me the N-word and not say anything about it? You don't want to get out of here?
Oh.
And then he like steps away. He's like, all right then. And then just like throws this like back kick into like the, you know, passenger Ooh. Window. Oh, driver's window.
Damn, we gotta watch that.
Blows up, dude. It's fucking sick.
Like, can we get a big TV in here that we could pull up videos and we could watch them?
I would love a huge television.
Like a real big screen.
Dude, the sound of the video is so good, though.
I gotta watch that screen.
Yeah, you gotta watch that video,
dude. I can't wait, dude.
It's so good.
I love stuff like that.
What about the video? I think it's from a high school where there's a kid hiding in a garbage can.
Oh, that's
like
notorious.
He pops up.
Yeah, that's old, yeah.
I know. I love that. That's one of the best videos that's ever existed.
That's kind of like The thought of pranking someone with like a surprise and not expecting to get punched in the face is crazy.
Absolutely.
Or being blown away by being hit. Like, why would you hit me? Like, you fucking scared me. I didn't know it was you.
What was that recent video of that, like, that some athlete on like a, you know, daytime talk show, he punches that mascot in the face?
Oh my God, I don't know.
He's like, for some reason, I don't believe him. He's like, I thought it was like, I didn't know there's a person in there. But it's like clearly a person there. He breaks his jaw.
That's a boxer.
Yeah, okay, it's a boxer.
He's going to fight Tyson Fury. Oh, my God. What's his name? Dude. He's a very interesting. But he's, like, on Mexican television, and there's a guy in a mascot costume of, like a burrito or something stupid, and Deontay Wilder. And he wants to show how hard he punches, and Deontay Wilder, who is, like, a notorious knockout king, just, like, loads up and smashes the guy, and the guy just falls. And Deontay's like,
And his, like, leg is shaking.
Yeah. He breaks his jaw.
Dude, he broke his jaw.
It's like... Why do you think? Well, how much foam?
And
the
hosts of the show are like, "Oh,
so psyched!
I love it." A fucking clown comes out with a big broom and pushes him off the fucking stage. That's what I think every Mexican television show is.
Is women in a bikini just like dancing? Yeah, fucking brooms.
Wait, what's the one clown's name?
Oh, Platanos. No,
Platanito.
Platanito. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's a fucking hilarious clown name.
Little Banana?
Little Banana. No, Plantain.
Little
he fucking knocks him down. And so,
he, like, essentially murdered.
He basically almost murdered a man.
Like, one more hit.
I don't think people realize how fucking hard a heavyweight boxing champion can punch.
So scary.
It's like,
I take it.
That could kick his ass.
You could take it easily.
No. I don't think I could take him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could.
I could take the punch, though.
Take it where?
Wherever he throws it.
Wow.
Any part of the body except the penis. Anywhere else I could take
balls?
No, that's attached to the penis.
Well, it's attached. That doesn't mean it's the same thing.
Any part except the genitals.
Mm. Is butthole genitals?
No.
That's not sick,
dude.
I could take an unbelievable punch in the butthole. You wouldn't believe the amount of damage.
I want to know, is this like a real opinion you have that you could take a punch?
No.
I don't know. Some people can. Yeah. Some people are like, I can take a good punch.
I haven't been punched in like a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been knocked out, but
I've
I don't think I've You've been knocked out a bunch?
Yeah, like four times.
That's so many. But I don't think I've ever been punched by someone like I've never been punched by a heavyweight champion.
Yeah, by a professional.
Yeah.
Man.
Why have you been knocked out four times? Were you like a big skateboarder or something?
I skated a lot as a kid, and then you're a punk. And I got knocked out. Can I tell a quick story?
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. All right. So this is like, So in my hometown, Sunland, there's a skate park that we used to go all the time, and it was funded by the state or the city or whatever. And there was somebody who worked there and everything. Mm-hmm. So you had to like get checked in and everything, but then they closed it, but they didn't like demolish the place. They just put fences up.
Right.
So we just like hop the fence to go in. And I'd go by myself all the time. And I go in, there's these two kids skating. And they're like two black kids. And they're like really cool. And we were like getting along. And then one of them starts singing a song from Jump In, the Corbin Blue movie. It's like a Disney Channel movie. Mm-hmm. And I start calling him gay, thinking like we're friends. Like mm-hmm. we were hitting it off. And then one of the other kids comes up behind me. And he like pulls my head back and he pulls out like a prison shiv and he holds it to my neck. And he's like, I'll fucking kill you. I had like a knife to my neck and I like freaked out and I got away. And I like threw my skateboard over the fence and I ran for like a mile straight, right? So that's part one of the story. It's this kid, terrifying.
Yeah.
He, for the next like 2 years, he like changed my like walk home. He didn't go to my school, but like hung out at the bus stop where all the kids got out.
Yeah, I know.
And I would like come out of school and see him and be like, all right, well, I guess it's going to take me 40 minutes to get home instead because mm-hmm. I just like walked the other way. And one day, I'm walking down, and I don't see him with my two buddies, and he's walking towards me. I'm wearing a hat, and he goes, fuck you, white boy, and he hits my hat off my head. And I pick up my hat, and so quietly under my breath, I go, fuck you, brown boy. Like, it doesn't register. It's, like, so quiet, and all of a sudden I hear, like charging footsteps. Uh-huh. And I get pushed in my back super hard, like to the whiplash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my friends, I mean, I knocked out, not from that, but I mean, like, the whole thing's a blur. My friends, like, you skipped like a pebble on water. Like, your body kept hitting the ground and you get air.
Yeah.
Because it was on a decline. And I get up, I catch my footing as I'm falling. And every time I'm, like, flipping over, I see him running towards me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's really, like, one of the scariest things I've ever seen where it's like, all right, there's a tree. There he is. There's a building. There he is. And I get up and I catch my footing. And, you know, in my head, it was like badass of me. Like, I caught my footing like I'm in Dragon Ball Z or some shit. Slid. Yeah. But I got up and I swung a punch at him. And the whole time I'm swinging the punch, I'm like, dude, I'm going to fucking hit him. This is insane. Mm-hmm. And he just dodges the shit out of it. Like, he dodges it so smooth to the point where I was like, oh, he's so good. And I missed, dude. And he punched me straight in the face. You know about punching. He didn't like haymaker me. Mm-hmm. It was like he punched through my face, like mm-hmm. right in my mouth, busted my lip open. I'm like choking on blood a little bit. But yeah. I wake up hyperventilating, and my first thought was, that's the worst guy I've ever met.
This fucking sucks.
This guy sucks. He's really only ever brought me like terror.
Right, yeah. Right.
My only two interactions with him are him holding a knife to my neck and then punching me harder than anybody's ever punched me.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that was like the worst time I got knocked out. I got knocked out by another kid named Connor one time, just mm-hmm. a taller Connor. He knocked me out real hard.
He wanted to be the alpha Connor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But yeah, dude, I was in fights all the time. That's I stopped fighting in like 10th grade.
That's a good time to stop.
Everyone got taller than me, and I was like,
that's enough of that. Yeah. Yeah.
Get my ass kicked.
I think I got knocked out once, but I got hit in the back of the head with a baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Were you playing baseball?
Like, I was sitting under a tree at recess, like near where they were playing baseball, and it was like a foul ball. That like got.
Oh, that's
up.
When you got knocked out.
I think yeah, because I didn't see it coming. And of course, it fucking slammed me. That's the only time I've ever been knocked out. I've like gotten a bunch of concussions, but I've never been knocked out.
Damn.
Just like slamming my head, or just you know, that's about it. Slamming my head into stuff,
mm-hmm.
to people's fists or a foot or the ground.
Well, the ground. The ground's a big one. No one has more knockouts than the ground.
It'll get you.
Undefeated.
The ground will get you, man.
The last time I was knocked out. Was sparring UFC fighter Frankie Perez Jr. He had kicked me, and I just woke up later.
Oh, shit, dude.
Like, okay, cool.
Oh, cool, all right. Oh.
I got knocked out boxing my friend one time, and there was a video of it.
Oh.
And he knocked me out, and I stayed on my feet. It was the weirdest experience of my entire life. I neoed. Like, I, like, leaned all the way back, and I came back, and I woke up, like, dude, where am I?
Right.
And everyone's like, look at this video. Dude, it's the funniest video.
I was in a...
You, like, see yourself getting brain damage.
Goes my memories.
Yeah.
Look how fucking funny this is, dude.
I was in a music video, and the guy asked
me... Okay, fuck. You're cool. You're cool, dude.
Thank you so much, Don.
Yeah.
He asked me to punch him in the face, and he didn't want to know when I was going to do it, but in my head, I'm like, oh, that means you're going to get knocked out, because if you don't see the punch, it's usually like it's an easy way to get knocked out. It doesn't have to be hard.
How old were you when this happened?
It was like 3 years ago, 2 years
Why
ago.
Would you do that?
They wanted me to do it.
How much were you getting paid to do this?
Hell no.
Hell no?
No, you're not paid. But I just like, I gave him a soft.
Were you wearing gloves? Boom.
No.
Oh my God.
But I just touched him, but he wasn't looking. He was like kind of looking straight. I was over here. And I'm like, they're like, all right, action. And it's like, pop. And he's just like,
damn.
And enough where I was, he stayed on his feet, but I had to hold him up. And like, yeah, yeah, you're okay.
Did it come out? Did it look cool?
It looks pretty cool. Yeah, I'll show you the video later.
Yeah, I'll see it.
But yeah, it doesn't take much to knock somebody out if they're not really looking.
I'm always looking. I have my head in a swivel 24 hours a day. Everywhere.
It's exhausting. Your neck is very strong now.
I couldn't be stronger, dude. Punch me right in the neck. Nothing will happen. It's one muscle. I can't swallow. I mean, I passed out once, but it was not from
was when you were jerking off?
No, I mean, no, but a little.
Me and my friends used to do that.
California Dreaming? Is that what you guys called it?
No, we called it the pass-out game.
The pass-out game?
You push it in your chest?
Oh, no, we would just stand up. My friends would just stand up against the thing, and you would just choke them.
That's
you would just choke their throat until they passed out.
Way less creative.
Yeah, I think we did this. You breathe, and someone leans on your chest.
And then push your chest.
You know what?
And
that,
you just,
that might have been it.
Yeah, dude, it's brutal.
I thought we were just choking. Come here, you little motherfucker.
We're such good friends. I love being a friend and also a young teen.
Did you do that? You did the pass that thing? Yeah, I have a video of mine.
What the fuck? I have so many videos of you doing bad things.
We're, you know, you're older than me, man. We had cameras.
Right, you guys have camera phones.
Camera phones everywhere.
I have one of those big VHS recorders.
My dad was recording it. Yeah.
The
all right, knock my son out. Knock him out.
Make him pass out.
Yeah, dude, that was the most weird experience. Because you're like, I remember when they knocked me out, I immediately had a dream that it didn't work.
Oh.
So they knocked me out. Like, I'm like, and I go out.
Yeah.
And then I, in my dream, I go, hey, guys, it's not going to work. Let's keep watching Burn Notice. That's word for word in the stream I had. So we sat down, we started watching Burn Notice, and all of a sudden I woke up in my friend's lap. It was the most trippy experience I've ever had. And watching the video is so funny, dude.
That's what is so funny about choking people out in jiu-jitsu is because you don't realize that you have a dream.
You absolutely
do. And that's what's so weird about it is because you wake up with the same feeling you would have if you were in your bed.
Yeah.
And you feel very comforted and you feel oddly well rested. Like, you feel kind of good.
You do feel good,
so
yeah.
So you wake up, you're like, why the fuck are you here? Ah, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I just lost a thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that video is so funny because I
is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Yeah, I'll show you.
Dude, I fucking love YouTube. Dude,
dude, in L.A., well, in like L.A. comedy scene, there's like a bunch of like Facebook pages. I'm sure you guys have them too. And people like post, be like, here's my latest tape and everything. I kept getting banned from these pages because I kept being like, hey, I'm super, like a very sincere, super sincere being like, hey, you guys have been like working really hard. And it's like, you know, I put like my blood, sweat, and tears in this. And please watch my video if you have any spots. And people just kept banning me. They're like, can you stop?
It's just you.
Because the video is kind of disturbing.
Oh, God, I love that kind of stuff. I feel like anytime I see someone post in like the comedians helping comedians thing, and they're being like very sincere, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
grow up. Well, I did that like 2 years ago. I made like a huge post about, I was like making fun of people being like, hey, you know, I've been doing this for like 3 years. And look, it's like, we go through a lot doing this. There's a lot of negative stuff on the internet. And I just want to say, like, I'm very proud of this set. So if you watch it, any spots, it was like a see more post of mine. And then it was just a video of Rachel Maddow giving a speech. And it's so funny. The reactions were just all like, it was either people who didn't watch it and were positive people being like, dude, I love it. Great.
That's so fun. That's
and nice. I'm like, you look even dumber. And then it was other people being like, you fucking suck, man. I can't believe you post this. And then like maybe like 5% of that were people like laughing super hard.
Yeah.
That's your audience, man.
Yeah.
5% is what I want.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know. I get the like, I think if you use it and you're like, I'm going to be in this town if everybody has a spot.
Oh, yeah,
I get that.
Absolutely,
I get that.
Yeah.
But if
in your
like,
own town?
In your, if you're just home, fuck out of here with this sincerity.
Also, it's like, I don't want to watch your set at a bar show. I see you every fucking night. Dude.
Yeah. You're like, hey, man, I've been working really hard on these jokes you've heard 35 times.
Yeah.
You're like, cool, man. I can't wait to hear them in a different order, hopefully,
in
this video. Maybe.
Ugh. That's always so weird when you like finally see somebody on a show and they're doing what you see them do at open mic. You're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have like a go-to thing?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be the same. This is crazy.
Well, that's what's always fun when I watch people that either are visiting New York or just moved here and I see them at an open mic. And like, because you have to do they're going to do their A at an open mic. So it's very funny to be like, oh, I'm visiting. Here's my closer. Isn't that fun? Isn't this like all of my jokes are like? They're all perfect.
Dude, anytime I can see, I can just tell someone's doing that. I'm like, don't you fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying not to do that.
It's hard because I get it.
I do. I don't. Yeah, doing like your closer, like your big joke. I think it's weird. I just do like whatever I was working on before I left.
Because you're good. So it's like,
thank you.
I mean,
I wouldn't go that far, but you're here.
Thank you. I don't know what compliments are. I just say thank you. Somebody says something to me. Wow, awesome.
And it's something at you, so you're like, yes, thank you.
I do that like as a knee-jerk thing because I'm so uncomfortable with taking compliments. So as soon as because
they come so rarely,
well, they never happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, no, it's actually because they come so often, and it's like I don't know how to handle it. Well, it's like, you know, it's like a hurricane where you're like, how do I prepare for this much of one thing coming at me?
Yeah, and because they're rare.
No, they actually happen all the time. The liberal media just doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Which is rare for the liberal
he
media.
Is good. No,
yeah. But no, when, like the other day, someone was like, "Hey, man, I saw you do that thing." I go, "Thank you so much." Like it was just a statement of fact.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I saw that thing you did. I go, "Thanks so much, man." I really
appreciate
it. Especially
being a fan. That's really nice, and you're like, dude, pose for a picture for a camera that's not there. Like, hey, what do you want me to sign? What do you want me to say? Yeah.
You just you're bleeding out of your nose.
Yeah, is it for your kid or what?
You know me.
Yeah.
No, I think it's because, like I was saying, I think it's it. It's hard not to do your good stuff at a new place because you want to present the best foot.
Yeah.
But I think when it's so – like if I see someone who just moved here and they do – they're like a good joke the first time, fine. But they keep doing their best material at every mic. It's like, well, what's going – just
– yeah.
You're, we're all fucking working on shit. You can
work also, it's like – especially like here, it's such a – like everyone's like so about their craft.
Yeah.
That people don't care when you bomb here as much as they do in L.A. Bombing in L.A. feels worse, to be completely honest.
Really?
It does. Yeah, it feels worse because everyone's there, like, trying to make it. There's, like, a real desperation, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always trying to, like, look their best. But everyone here, like, sincerely cares about stand-up and the craft of stand-up.
Yeah.
So that they're like, oh, you bomb, that's fine. You're working on new stuff. Mm-hmm. So when you go up and you're polished at, like, a New York open mic, like, I'm finding people are like, ugh. What are you trying so hard for?
Yeah.
Try hard in a different way.
Yeah,
you know?
People get a little turned off.
They do, very much. Yeah. So
try really hard to fail so that you can get better at it.
Sure. Yeah, it's like but I'm finding that a lot. I'm finding people like just completely shut off to me because I sound like a little too polished.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so yeah, I'm just trying to do new stuff a lot lately.
That's good.
Throw a bunch of ums and
what was the line I wrote about this?
Daddy.
Hello.
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Baby.
Our friend... Allie, who's an LA comic, and I love her to death. I remember she saying that New York comics take comedy serious where LA comics take themselves seriously.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that's a perfect way of saying it.
That's a perfect way of saying it.
Think about it, but imagine I said it instead of her.
My friend Mike said that.
I like that way more.
Yeah.
Because you're a man.
Yeah. Technically. Legally, yes.
Legally speaking, on my birth
legally, I am a man.
Dude, that's sick.
I would love to take anything serious.
What about
No.
How you dress? You can't take that. You can't put a little effort there.
You absolutely do.
Oh, it's serious.
It's very funny.
Don't start judging his clothes. I can see you. Like, you're like, well, what the fuck? Anyway, it's a rainy day. You don't get to.
It's tough. It's weird. Tough on a rainy day.
It's tough on a rainy day.
You dress really well too.
And then sometimes it's hot. And you got to figure that out, too.
Yep.
Connor, you dress well, too. Thank
you
so much.
Hey, man, you're here.
Thank you.
That's Mike's biggest compliment to anyone else because he needs to be the number one compliment getter.
That they're here?
Number one compliment getter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have been. Yeah, and you were also here.
And you're so here. And you're near me, which
is
not nice.
Which is nice. Be here now is what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wrote that.
This bitch. Who's this?
One of the other podcasts.
Can we plug
here?
It?
No.
No.
I refuse to plug any other podcast.
Dude, what's your guys' favorite podcasts?
Probably this one. Yeah. I probably listen to this one a lot.
That was a quiz.
Yeah.
You passed, dude.
Thanks,
I was going to say something else. But yeah.
What were you going to say?
The Ride Dudecast is my favorite podcast, I think.
I don't even know what that is.
It's very fun. It's stupid.
I love WTF with Mark Maron.
Oh,
what?
I only like the. I like it, but only the first 15 minutes.
Me too, yeah.
Everything after that, I don't care for.
Like, ugh. Back to the sad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the first 15 minutes and the last three because I just love blues guitar noodling.
Oh, I forgot he does that.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. But WTF is like,
it's
good.
It's really good. Yeah. It's just that it's like, it's very easy to make fun of.
It is so easy to make fun
Anything
of.
Anything that popular is easy to make fun of.
It sure is, yeah. So, I mean, my favorite podcast is D'Elia's podcast. Chris D'Elia's. Congratulations.
Great. I haven't listened to a whole episode, but it. He's very funny.
He is the funniest dude. How do you feel about that statement, Mike?
He's the funniest dude?
I think he's so funny.
Well, he's the funniest dude that's like not in this room.
Mm-hmm. Who's the funniest dude in this room?
Probably me. I'd probably say
interesting.
Me.
I think it's my girlfriend, to be honest with you. See that?
Hell yeah.
See that, guys? Yeah, that's how you get laid.
That's how you have sex with the woman you already live with.
That's it, baby. Write it down and mail it to your uncle.
So wait, you're saying I should have complimented your girlfriend and that's how I get laid?
Yeah.
Just from other women?
Other women, yeah, of course. What the man? Dude.
What? I'm just trying to figure out what he's saying to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Third apology.
I just, what I'm trying to say is you're the funniest person in this room.
Yeah, that's great, man. Congratulations.
Plugs!
Plugs!
My fingers were crossed.
Oh, no! Uh-oh. Man, you're going to do well in New York City.
Yeah.
If you keep lying to people.
Classic prankster, dude.
Dude, what the fuck? This isn't fucking Impractical Jokers, man. We're sincere.
Yes, it is. I ripped my hand off of Salvacano.
Sal. Yeah. Oh, hey, how you doing, Sal?
I'm very Italian. How are you?
What can we...
What? What?
Okay. It's the opposite of a prank show.
Yeah.
Where you're just really sincere on camera.
That's fun.
And then you just pop out.
Well, I guess the opposite of a prank show would just be like doing the awful thing and not saying it's a prank. It's like, oh, we killed your mom.
And then your mom's just dead?
Your mom's just dead.
Oh, like, murder
damn,
show.
Dude, you, gotta fuck, you guys got me good.
You guys got good ratings on this fucking evil show.
Oh, yeah. Like The Purge.
Dude, I can't wait till The Purge happens.
There's not enough Purge stuff out there.
Well, there's a bunch of movies and a new TV show about it, so I think...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what?
Oh, I wasn't being sarcastic. Oh, no. We have really good chemistry, Diego.
I like Diego today because he's a little cranky.
I'm so tired.
Wait, it's from teaching?
Yeah, I taught 5 sessions.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
So how many hours is that, 5 hours?
5 hours.
Damn, dude, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my friend's house and she made me food.
I trained her.
Yeah, I did that.
You trained her?
The person he's talking about. Yeah, I trained her at 9 a.m.
A friend of the show, Jess Lane.
Jess Lane.
Because I was supposed to go over and take her air conditioner out, but it rained.
Mm. And may I say congratulations on Poser Cops 2 coming out. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's
Poser
Cops 2?
Mike is a very good actor.
I'm a very good actor.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a show.
This is so annoying.
I know, right? It's like I'm the best actor in the room, the funniest guy in the room.
I think I'm a better actor than you are.
Well, I'm a bad actor. I'm not good at it.
You think you're a better actor than me?
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Leif, can we pause the recording? Because we're about to have a fucking fight.
Yeah, I got you.
Shut up. I didn't say talk. I didn't say, hey, can you ruin the podcast by talking also? Jesus Christ. Did you know I was in Goodfellas?
You were in Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Pretty sick, dude. Turn sheet. Pretty sick, huh?
What a dangerous fucking podcast guest. I love
dude,
it.
It's so sick.
You light the pop filter on fire. You were in Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Who were you?
I knew that.
I was Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I
you
knew that.
You were Robert De Niro.
I was Robert.
Who, in
I
turn, was an actual character. Whose name was... Benny
Marinero. The Jet Rodriguez.
From The Sandlot.
From The Sandlot, yeah.
I played Robert De Niro playing the child that played Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Wow.
Duh.
Real good.
He's
I
good, yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed
It's
that.
Like a Nutty Professor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that it's a perfect movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's in blackface.
He's in blackface the whole time.
He's in blackface.
Yeah.
But also...
You ain't never know Martin Luther the King.
I actually like to go method.
Uh-huh.
So I do it every day.
Yeah, only races you do it on Halloween. You know, the other day, it's fine.
Okay.
Because you're making like a joke, a costume of it.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I agree with that.
We had to do blackface on a costume that doesn't have anything to do with black. Like,
who are you? I'm George W. Bush.
I'm Snow White.
What? Like what? I wanted to do it.
Well, what's that like face mask girls wear that looks like blackface?
Oh, like the charcoal face
charcoal
mask?
Yeah.
That is just blackface. It's so funny to me.
It is, and it's weird how, like, I get, well, A, posting pictures of yourself with a mask, for some reason people do constantly. B, that one specifically, and C, people calling out it as blackface is also kind of weird. It's like, it's not.
But maybe don't post a picture of it.
I would say don't post a picture of
it. What I'm saying, how funny would it be if you were like Snow White wearing that charcoal mask?
Very funny. Like a 1 out of 10? Like an 8?
No, it's not blackface. It's Chicago mask. I'm Sleeping Beauty or whatever.
Sleeping, you get it?
Oh,
like,
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, why do you have red lipstick on and like
best. A Sleeping Beauty regiment.
Yeah, red lipstick.
Those big gloves, whatever the fuck it was.
You're holding a lantern.
Yeah. Call me fuck. Yeah, that'd be a pretty good costume. What was the funniest costume you've ever done?
Johnny Knoxville, but blackface.
That's pretty good.
I used to be really into costumes, and then I just, after high school, I wasn't as into it. But my best costume, well, we were Austin Powers and Fox and Cleopatra last year. That was really good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I was Jimmy Neutron in high school. I was Elvis when I was in like fourth grade.
Costello?
Elvis Costello, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was the most pretentious little boy that's ever lived.
What else? I had a few
divorced
good ones.
Father of a little boy.
I was Phil and Lil from Rugrats with another girl one time.
Oh, that's cool.
That was good, yeah.
Overalls, right?
Yeah, overalls.
Okay.
We just bought extra large, like, turquoise t-shirts, and we cut them into overalls.
That's beautiful.
It was a great costume. I wore a diaper to school.
It was different from every other day.
Yeah. Why did I put my pants on?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this time he was loud and proud about it.
Like, isn't this crazy? And not regular for me at all?
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? You? What was your best costume?
When I was a kid, I got, like, when I was, like, 7 or 8, I got a full ninja costume, and then for every year following, I would lose a piece of it and just keep wearing.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
I was,
yeah,
like, a ninja. Then I was, like, a ninja with no sword, and I was, like, a ninja with no mask. And I was, like, a guy in a long black t-shirt.
Yeah.
But recently, a couple years, I guess 2 or 3 years ago, I was Andy Kaufman, but when he wrestled women.
That's funny.
I did that. That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. I was a Hooters girl in 7th grade.
That's fun.
Yeah, and everyone just thought I was a girl.
Why?
I was
Did you have big rockin' tits when you were a girl?
Well, I was no, but I mean, like, I was just like very small. I was
so
small.
Oh, right. And you have a baby face now, so yeah, I can only imagine.
So I put a wig on, and people were like, "Oh, look, this girl's a Hooter girl." They were like, "Look, this little slut."
Look at this like, sexy whoa, you think a girl slut would just do this costume? Yeah. Crazy. You got any, did you ever do any costumes? You're too cool for costumes.
I'm not too cool for costumes.
You're a fucking bitch, dude.
I know.
You're unwilling to be vulnerable in any way.
Okay, but also some people find that charming. Some women find that charming until they date me for 6 months.
I stole a Green Man costume from the Vegas fight because they had costumes for the people that are fighting.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to do Bird Up if I find a little plastic bird to put on my shoulder.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
And everyone see my fucking dick.
Yeah, your big rocking dick.
We'll get that Steve-O thong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That fucking... Piece of plastic? What do you have in there?
It was like a piece of plastic that his dick would sit in because it would just make it look bigger and like full.
Yeah, I guess.
It was weird because it just looked like he had a big round penis.
You know what I think about constantly is that Jackass prank where Chris Pontius puts his penis into that like mouse puppet.
Oh, God, I hate that one.
Snake bites it.
I'm like, that's not a prank. This is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think about the one all the time. It's the hardest I've ever seen my mom laugh. Was the one
my mom loved Jackass too.
Everybody's mom loves Jackass.
That's cool, cool, cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad that was
yeah it's great.
It was the one from the TV show where they would parked a hearse on a hill, and the casket kept slipping out and like sliding
funny
down the hill. My mom was like crying, laughing.
Dude,
that one
so
and
funny
the one where Pontius popped out of the trunk at the gas station.
Yeah, that one's great.
I love the one of Johnny Knoxville running the car. And like taking it to like,
oh, the first scene of the movie.
The derby, demolition derby, and then bringing it back.
That's a great
so
one.
Funny.
And he's like, all right, well, I didn't sign a waiver. I'm like, yes, you did. And just leaving. Dude, Jackass is funny.
Jackass is so funny. This is unrelated. Have you guys watched the new Adam Sandler special?
I haven't. People keep talking about it.
It's fantastic.
God damn it. Is it stand-up?
It's like stand-up and songs. I cried.
Wow.
Teared up. I didn't cry. Teared up a little bit, though.
All right.
Dude, so it's like the best special I've seen in a long time.
Crazy.
I know.
Has he been doing stand-up silently this whole
time? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was doing a lot of spots at Dynasty Typewriter, which is a venue in LA.
Oh, okay.
He like had a residency there for a while.
Oh, all right, all right.
So yeah, he's been touring with like David Spade and Rob Schneider and Nick Swartz.
Oh, Rob Schneider's my favorite comic.
The Dream Team.
Mm-hmm. Rob Schneider and anyone else.
Rob Schneider and friends. The Dream Team.
He has a special on Netflix called Soy Sauce Holocaust.
Oh, I've seen it a lot. I've seen it so many times.
You've watched the special
the
itself?
Whole special, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Not phenomenal. It's...
Is it funny? Like, is he...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, 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 no.
He was really good stand-up is David Spade. David Spade's like a really good stand-up.
I have never
heard
him
the third person that said that to me recently.
It's weird seeing it. You're like, oh, yeah, and he's a funny guy. He's always been a funny guy. But he's like good at stand-up. He doesn't have to be good at stand-up.
Weird.
But yeah. He is.
He's also really good at having very odd-looking hair plugs.
You think those are hair plugs?
Oh,
I don't think that's real hair.
Wow.
Not all of it.
Interesting.
He's like, he's too old to have that full of hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love him.
But the Rob Schneider special is nuts. It's so weird.
It's so racist.
And it's kind of racist, and it's definitely sweetened. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he's trying so hard to be Louis. And they're trying to be like dark and like sad.
But he's just not
that person.
He's
not that person. I mean, he might be sad, but it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just saw like a throwback clip from the Improv of Rob Schneider when he was there, when he was like a kid, pretty much. Every time I watch like an old clip like that, I'm like, man, stand-up used to be so much easier.
It was so easy. Because the fucking 18 people did it. You know, like fucking... You just make a racist voice.
Unbelievable headliner 15 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you are now. So I can imagine.
What would be different?
But 15 years ago, it could just be like, hey, man, gay people, they're there, and they're doing something different than what I'm doing. And then people are like, hell yes, my bitch.
I also hate my wife. I'm not even married.
Mm-hmm. But if I ever have a wife, she's going to be a bitch.
There's no way I'm not asking a bitch to be my wife.
If I meet a woman and I hate her, I measure her finger. That's my thing.
Man, comedy is and always will be great.
But here's
I love doing it.
What a great statement.
And it doesn't hurt my feelings ever.
Here's the thing that people don't talk about, though.
What?
Is that white people are like this.
And they walk like this.
They walk like this. But black people, they walk a little differently.
And some people, they will.
Here's the thing. People never talk about the difference between white people be like this and the other, maybe
we'll be shopping.
Asian. Maybe an Asian person be doing something.
Mm-hmm. Asian people be shopping. That's what they're saying.
That's true. They do be shopping.
And selling.
Damn.
You said Asian women be shopping?
Asian people?
Asian women be shopping. It's funny how like women be shopping doesn't sound racist, but Asian women be shopping sounds racist.
You're like, so please.
The specification makes anything really kind of awful and negative. Man, this definitely was a podcast. We definitely sat here and talked
said
for
things.
A while.
We contractually... filled our 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. And that's all you fucking get from us. Unless you come to our show that we occasionally have.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that was canceled this week.
Well, our apologies. We are bad at our job.
Why was it canceled?
Numerous reasons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it normally a good show?
It's fine.
It's a show.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It counts as one. Cool World.
You guys have a cool poster?
Mike does a new poster every month.
See, I was like looking forward to seeing a cool poster. I had a feeling you guys would have a cool poster.
Mike is phenomenal at... He really is. Like, I hate how good you are at...
And I just started doing it.
That stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah? How do you do it?
I use this... I just got a computer, and it's Diego's MacBook from 2010.
Uh-huh.
And I just make posters on this program called GIMP, which is...
Do you have a pencil? Do you, like, use...
No.
Do you draw, and then you scan it?
No, I just kind of make shit up.
Okay. So it doesn't draw.
I don't know how to draw.
Okay. Take some images.
I'll see it then.
Yeah.
We'll show you a couple.
I can show you a
couple. Carter, where can people look at your things?
I'm on Instagram at 420 Naughty Boy.
Oh, God, the worst Instagram handle of all time.
It's great. Do you not like it?
Every time I go to tag you, I'm like, wait, what is it? Oh, God, I never.
I think it's really funny.
People like
it. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah, people like it.
Okay.
But it is funny whenever like somebody after a show is like, hey, what's your Instagram? I'm going to follow you. And I'm like, hey, let me just type it in, dude, and I'll follow you. I'll just do it. I can't change it at this point. I'm like, it's my thing. And then Twitter at Connor _ McNutt. Content McNutt.
Mm-hmm.
Connor _ McNutt, MCNUTT.
Never met someone with that last name. That's great.
Neither have I. I've never met another Connor McNutt. Or I've never met another McNutt. I've heard of other McNutts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And close to where we grew up, there's like a bunch of McNutts in Glendale, which is very, you know, I'm sure you know where Glendale is.
I know the Armenians are there.
An Armenian neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it. And I know.
But never met one.
An Armenian,
yeah.
If you're a McNutt and you listen to our podcast, why don't you just go ahead and shoot us over your family tree?
If you're Armenian, Connor,
thank you.
And you listen to our podcast, email us.
Yeah, say
tell
hi.
Tell us about that whole culture.
How's that going?
I know nothing. I know nothing of your culture.
I know very little.
Yeah, I know. There's no Armenians over here. It's pretty wild.
Mm-mm.
One of my best friends is Armenian.
That's why I could tell someone from LA when they make a joke about Armenians. I'm like, nope, we don't have any here.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Change it to Dominican.
Change it to Dominican now.
Let's see. Yeah, it depends on where you live.
It'll still work.
You do Dominican or Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Chinese.
Sure.
Polish.
Mm-hmm. And Greenpoint.
Yeah, it depends.
Russian?
There
oddly,
are some Russians,
not that.
But they all live, like, most of the
Brighton
Russians
Beach.
Live in, like, deep, yeah, like, deep Brooklyn and are, like, a very insular community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of, like, where it's like Greenpoint was is a Polish community, but has also been very gentrified. Mm-hmm. In that it's like you're not gonna gentrify. It's like you're not gonna gentrify Brighton far. Beach or Chinatown.
That's never. Yeah,
those two are never gonna
I
happen.
I love Chinatown though. I've always wanted to live in Chinatown.
Let's move to Chinatown.
Okay.
Wow.
Our apartment's gonna be very small.
Mm. So we have to share a bed.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Ooh, can we get a Murphy bed?
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna stay in it though. I'm gonna have you push it up, and I'm gonna
push it back up.
Upside
yeah.
down, like, yeah, that is. I like to die here. I like it dying.
I've wanted like from like movies and like old New York. I've always just wanted like a Murphy bed, but then I realized like to live in a place where there's a Murphy bed. It's like you have a bad life.
You have a studio apartment.
Murphy bed's the one that pulls out of the wall.
Yeah.
That leans back up against the wall.
Yeah.
Very 1940s detective-y kind of feel.
So sad. Yeah. But it's a bad life.
But in my head, it rocks.
Yeah, in my head, it's cool.
I have one
shit.
Shirt and a Murphy bed, and I'm happy finally.
You're a minimalist. At Mike Abruzzi, uh-huh. at this Diego Lopez, uh-huh. at Bear with Leif. Check out BrainMachineNetwork.com for your things that you need for some reason that are on there, like our bios. I don't know.
Yeah.
What just are you fucking looking on there for?
Redirects you back to my fucking
look
Twitter.
At my Instagram.
If you fucking talk, I swear to God. Okay, you have
Leif
one.
Is just
to
very nice tonight.
Leif, you're touching me, and it's actually worse than when you talk.
Okay, God bless you all. Thank you so much. Leif, a 5-star rating.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.